Heyo!
Wow, we are annoying. Hi, welcome to the first episode of the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm James.
I'm Whitney, the better one.
Okay. So I don't know. Our plan for this podcast is we're just gonna talk about stuff.
That's gonna listen to this anyway.
That we just find interesting, annoying. We have a few good things lined up for this episode.
Like Kim Kardashian,
yeah. You gotta stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
So I figure we should tell you a little bit about ourselves, because we're kind of non-existent on the internet.
I have 1,000 followers.
Okay, bye. But, yeah, so, Whitney, you can introduce yourself. Say
what you need. Okay. Hi, I'm Whitney. I'm 12, but 13. And, I actually am semi-famous on the internet because I run a Posse account called Happily Hedgehog, and I have 1,757 followers as of right now, July 18th.
She's really annoying.
I'm really famous, and I like music, and plants, and astrology.
Yeah, she's incredibly boring. I'm James. I am 14. We are both entering our freshman year in high school, by the way.
Yeah.
I like music as well. I'm kind of, like, weird about music, though, because, like, I randomly like Nicki Minaj, but also, like, Marina the Diamonds and, like, Gwen Stefani. It's really weird, but, yeah, I don't really have any music taste. She kind of does.
Yeah.
I mean, I at least say I like, indie pop, indie stuff, but, like, then there's that weird, like, Nicki Minaj and, like, MIA. And it's, like, the Nicki Minaj is kind of ironic, kind of not, so... Yeah.
Like, stupid hoes, like, ironic, but I mean, like, other things, like, Souls and Potions is good. That's a good song. And,
I'm sorry. Something just started playing. Hold on.
It's from here.
I'm sorry.
Bye, Drake.
Wow.
Just close out the...
Okay. Hold on.
Just close out the entire
I'm sorry. This is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, anyway, I like a lot of different kinds of music, too, but I generally like more alternative rock and, like, rock stuff. Like, my favorite band is Muse, and they're, like...
Arctic Monkeys and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I like Arctic Monkeys, Muse, Nirvana, the Black Keys, and I like the Smiths and Oasis and Sad British Pop, too. And I like Lana Ray and, like,
Rain That's not a genre!
Too. Yes, it is!
Sad British rock, not a genre.
Yes, it is! Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
anyway,
I figure... We can, like, kind of tell you what our favorite types of stuff is. Like, I guess we can start, like, what's your favorite book or book series? And
okay.
And what's the latest book you've read?
Okay. Am I supposed to answer that?
Yes.
Okay. My favorite book is The Catcher in the Rye. And I also like The Persevering Wallflower and The Great Gatsby. And my favorite book series is Harry Potter. And the last book I read was Lord of the Flies.
And what book are you reading currently?
Eleanor and Park.
Yeah. Actually, the latest book I've read is Eleanor and Park as well. Actually, lent it to her. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to be controversial when I say this, but I liked it more than The Fault in Our Stars. Like...
I read, like, one page. It's already better, so...
I don't know. My favorite book series is also Harry Potter. It's really good.
Harry Potter,
The book I'm currently reading, it's called 1Q84. It's by... Hiroki Miyazaki? I don't know.
I've heard of that.
He's Japanese. I don't know. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite book. I don't really have a favorite book. I enjoyed Ender's Game. Ender's Game was really good.
It's the one I lied about reading and seeing. Of which I didn't either.
I enjoyed Mindy Kaling's book, but I'm more of a fan of novels. I don't know. I really want to read The Casual Vacancy.
Oh.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I think I own that. No, I have the Cuckoo one. The Cuckoo's Calling. I don't have...
Oh. I really love
J.K.
Rowling.
Curses in a lot. Yeah, it's like every other word catch. You can do it in Harry Potter.
Like 10 years of anger. Of waiting. And I figure we could do like the same stuff. Like, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Schindler's List.
And what's the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw... Beverly Hills Cop. Oh my god, it was so good.
My favorite movie is Kill Bill. I love it. It's so good.
Isn't that Ally's favorite movie? Like, when did you see that?
I just watched it on Netflix. It's so good, though. I couldn't tell you. It was really good. I actually, some of you I saw, but it's really good. I heard it's good. I mean, I'm sure all of his movies are good. And the last movie I saw, I think, it was The Fault in Our Stars, which I enjoyed. It was good. Okay.
Better than the book.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Kind of was. Okay. What is your favorite? We kind of already talked about this, but your favorite like music?
Oh, my favorite music. Okay.
So like, say your favorite artist, your favorite band, etc.
Okay, so my favorite
Can you say that out loud? Because, like, I hate when people are like, OMG out loud. Like, just like, oh my god.
You can't say just X. You have to say
etc. You can't say etc.
Etc.
Is it etc. or etc.?
Anyway,
Google.
My favorite, can I talk about like genres and then like specific stuff?
Sure.
My favorite genres are like alternative rock, like alternative whatever, and whatever the hell news is, because they're kind of just all over the place and I love them. And my favorite band is Muse. My favorite band is Muse, and then it's like closely followed by the Arctic Monkeys, and like right after that it's like Nirvana, the Black Keys, and I have the whole list, but I like other stuff, like I like Glenn Barre a lot, Emerin and the Diamonds, and I like Kimya Dawson and the Moldy Peaches.
I thought you said Kimye. Okay.
Her name, that's like one letter off. But yeah, I usually like that. I love Fleetwood Mac a lot. And I like the Beatles and Queen. And
that's more like the classic stuff.
Yeah, that's like a whole different section. I also like Oasis and the Smiths and Depeche Mode and New Order and Joy Division and
So obviously, yeah, she's really boring. Yeah. My music taste is kind of like I said before, like really so all over the place. It's weird, cause here's the thing, there are very few artists that like I listen to like that I can listen to all the music. Like there, like I have many artists. Like I know like one song by Gwen Stefani, and I really like it, or two. I know like five songs by Nicki Minaj. I know like a few by Britney Spears that I enjoy. I mean, just kind of like I kind of just know the most popular songs, and that makes me kind of annoying. But I also know some not most popular ones. Oh, so that's weird.
Yeah, James did a thing.
But I'm not done talking. But yeah, my favorite artist is Marina and the Diamonds. And my favorite band is definitely Bastille. But I also like Vampire Weekend, Arcade Fire.
I forgot to mention them. I love Arcade Fire and Vampire Weekend and Bastille.
Okay.
Because that's like my indie self.
Cut me off.
Sorry. Oh, I also love The Story So Far.
Okay. I love Charlie XCX. I've listened to a few songs by Iggy Azalea. I've listened to a few songs by M.I.A.
I like M.I.A.
Yeah. Like I said, really all over the place. But I don't know. I just kind of listen to whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What are other things?
Other things. What are your favorite color? What's your favorite color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like yellow and, like, kind of like a sea green.
Yeah. I feel you.
I think we should go, instead of, like, favorite food, favorite color, we should go for maybe, like, what are your interests? Like, what do
you
enjoy? I know,
I'm looking for, like, questions right now. Wait, no.
Can we not? Okay, so I really enjoy acting. I'm in my school's drama club. I find that, I think it's really fun. I like learning about people's lives. I think that's really interesting. I really enjoy, like, memoirs and stuff. The Glass Castle, that's another really good book I read. Yeah. I like listening to people and talking to people. Yeah. What about you? I know you like astrology. You can explain that a little
bit. Yeah, okay. So, when Jean said acting, I work in backstage. I do like the backstage crew thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fun. I really like doing that. I like anything with like art. I love writing and drawing and painting and making art and stuff, and I do a lot of that kind of things. I try to do that like daily to be productive, or else I feel like weird. And What else? I love astrology. I love, like, learning about it. I just love learning as a
girl. Sorry, I'm just...
Like, yeah, James is leaving. I love learning, like, I love, like, learning new things, learning about people and, like, different subjects. It just, like, it just makes you a lot cooler because you know a lot of different things. And, I like learning about astrology a lot. I like learning about, like, I like learning about science, too, a lot. And, I like reading and, I like reading all different kinds of stuff, but I've been really into dystopian fiction lately. I'm not reading it because most of the dystopian fiction books suck, but dystopian music.
I'm stacking it in switch places.
Okay. I pick it up. But I listen to a lot of like dystopian kind of music that are predicting the end of the world. I like learning about government conspiracies. I like learning about government conspiracies.
Oh, Lord.
Because they're awesome. Oh, Lord. I forgot Lord. I love Lord. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's important.
Okay. So, now that you've known a little bit more about us, and like for every podcast of this, we're probably going to like dedicate like the first 10 or so minutes just like talking about what new stuff, like what new movies we saw.
Yeah.
Oh, television shows. What shows do you like?
Oh my god.
I love Doctor Who. Doctor Who is my favorite. And Sherlock is really good. That's kind
Sherlock is so good. Have you watched them all yet?
No, I haven't seen the last episode yet.
Oh my.
I know.
Wait, like at last episode, like 9 or 6?
3.
Okay. Oh, my favorite television shows? Okay. My favorite show is The Office.
The Office is so good.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite one of all time. I love that forever. I love Sherlock too. I like Doctor Who.
Alright, I love Orange is the New Black. No, Doctor Who.
I do.
Okay. You've seen like 4 episodes. I'm that one person who's like you and named 5 songs.
Anyway,
by the band.
I like Orange is the New Black, which is so good. Oh my god. And, what else? I love Daria. I love Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, Shark Tank.
Oh my god!
No, I've been binge watching, Jersey Shore. Like,
what is wrong with
I watched 4 episodes today. It's so good. I love it. And Snooki and J-Wa. Speaking of Snooki and J-Wa on Shark Tank.
J-Wa had their kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool.
I think Snooki's having a girl. Oh my god, Snooki is my favorite person, along with Lori Grenier, who's from Shark Tank. I love them so much. Oh my god, Snooki, oh my god. I love them.
My favorite person is Angelina Jolie, because she's my mom.
Ew.
And Drake, because he's my dad.
Ew.
Wow.
No, I'm not good.
I'm kidding. Love Drake, too. I love Drake. Oh my god.
Drake Bell or Drake?
And no, like Drake, like the singer.
Drake Bell is a singer.
Oh my god.
Between the
Just
rapper,
Drake.
The rapper.
The Canadian one. Is Drake Bell Canadian?
I think he might be.
I don't think he might be. Oh, and I like Childish Gambino, too. I don't know if I think that's too.
No, is okay. No. So, yeah. Now, again, since... well, like I said, we're going to take the first 10 or 15 minutes just talking about what's the latest stuff we've been listening to, watching, reading, you know, all that stuff.
Yes.
And then we're kind of just going to talk about stuff that we find interesting.
Yeah.
So here's the first thing I want to bring up. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Her game.
It's so amazing.
It's so much fun.
So, okay.
It is so addicting.
I know.
What,
oh my gosh.
What level star? I'm a D-list.
So, hold on.
I'm so bad.
So, let me tell you the whole Kim Kardashian game story. So, like...
She might make $85 million.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's
insane. She gets, like, 45% of all the game stuff.
That's so insane.
The revenue. But, so, here's the story. I saw it, like, 2 weeks ago. I saw it in the App Store. I'm like, I can't. I'm not doing this. It's gonna be so stupid. I've seen everything like this before. And then, like, 2 days later, I downloaded it. And this was last Wednesday. And, I was playing it. And I got, like, all the way up to A-list. But then I kept, like, I was doing other stuff, and I kept dropping from A to B to, like, A and the B and then to C, and I just, it just came too much. It became too much, and 2 days ago, I had to leave it, because I can't deal with that kind of stress in my life. Like,
you deleted it?
I did.
It's
I haven't
so much fun.
I know, I can't deal with that, though. Like, it was so tough and difficult, and I can't, oh my god, my boyfriend broke up with me.
Dirk Diamond.
Like,
I hate
no,
him.
Oh my gosh.
Ew, I hate him.
I was dating, like, Mitchell, or whatever his name is, and,
Your boyfriend broke up with
me. Oh my gosh, I, like, It was so difficult. I couldn't pay off, like, my car. I didn't have enough money, and they're like, get a car. I'm like, oh my god. And, yeah, the stress was overbearing. I
can't deal with it. Okay, well, my experience with the game is a lot better. I'm still playing it to this day. I'm only a D-list star, because here's the thing. I think you got up to the top way too quick. Like, I think it's, like, real celebrities.
It took me, like, a long time. Like, for the first, like, 3 days, I was still on E-list. Like, I didn't move anywhere.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. Because, like, I'm rising up really quick. But I've been playing this for, like, a week now. And I'm only on D-list.
Yeah.
Which
have to, like, buy stuff, though.
No, I think it's because I'm playing it. So, like, you know when they say, like, when people rise to the top too quick, too young, like, they get, like, crazy? I think that's what happened to you, but, like, in the game. You see, for me, I'm still on D-list. You know, I'm taking it slow. I save up all my energy, wait till it, reloads, and then I do one thing, and then I wait for it to completely reload, then I do another.
Yeah.
So I think that's better, because I don't just start things, and then I'm, like, racing for time, and I'm, like, crazy.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go anywhere, and then I started, like, just kind of rushing. But, also... this thing, like, you know when you, like, do certain things, like, if you buy a lot of clothes, they call you, like, a shopper or whatever?
Yeah.
They called me, like, an alcoholic, because all I did was, like, order, like, the Immaculate Vodka and, like, buy drinks from, like, the
thing.
I know, but I became, like, an alcoholic faster than I became anything else, and it was like, oh, no. But that was scary.
I think my favorite part is that, like...
12.
Just a tweet from Kim Kardashian gave you, like, 2,000 fans.
Yeah, oh
like,
my
Kim
God.
Kardashian is, like, the best person alive. I mean, let's face it, she is. But, so yeah, it is fun, though.
It is
and
fun.
And she's making tons of money for it.
Yeah, she's making
like,
so much.
I think she's, like, predicted to make, like, $85 million by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And, like, over the course of the app, like, if she's supposed to make, like, $200 million.
Yeah, she
is crazy.
45% revenue from it.
That
so, I mean,
is,
like,
literally insane.
Like, I wouldn't buy any of, like, the Kim Kardashian dollar things, but, I mean, like, there are definitely people that do.
Oh, yeah, like, people are, like,
oh, yeah.
Spending
they would totally
actual
spend,
money.
Like, $100 on, like, a million...
Like, an energy point.
Oh, my gosh.
Or K-stars.
Yeah, but, like, I wouldn't do that, but there are definitely people that would. And, like, people play it all over the world, because, I mean, one in every five people have an iPhone. So, that's a
nice
statistic
tip.
For you.
Nice tip. So, Whitney, what do you want to bring up with, like, Drake and Macklemore?
Oh, so, I was watching TMZ last night. And
the worst show, by the way.
TMZ sucks. No, I only watch it sometimes. It depends on what the stories are. You can never really tell. But anyway, I saw Drake, so I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to watch this because he was like muted. So, Drake apparently, he got snubbed for a Grammy that Macklemore won. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, I guess. They both got Grammys. I don't. But, and then he was like ragging on Macklemore. He's like, I should have won that. And I'm like, oh my god. And he's like, he totally just slammed Macklemore. And, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. Because I love Drake. But I mean, like, Macklemore kind of.
But here's the thing. Like, it was because Macklemore, like, posted an Instagram picture.
Yeah, because Macklemore.
Of his text to, like, to Kendrick Lamar. And he was like, you should have won. It's weird. Like, and I robbed you. And, like, Drake was like, you won, like, why, like,
you can stop talking about it, man.
Yeah, he was like, you won it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need to post an Instagram picture to like, show you're a good person? You know, I'm kind of on Drake's side, because, like,
yeah, Macklemore's annoying.
Because what should, because, like, Macklemore, he only texted Kendrick.
Yeah.
So he thought Kendrick should have won, so that's completely,
and then he,
like,
put it on Instagram, trying
so
to show how,
like,
good of a person he is.
But, like, that's also, like, denying, like, Jay-Z and, like,
yeah.
Drake, who were also nominated. So you're saying that, like, oh, it should have been you or Kendrick, right, Macklemore?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're saying? You're not saying anybody else should have won, it's only you or Kendrick?
Uh-huh. And obviously that's gonna, like, make them mad, so, yeah.
And it was trying to show, like, how Macklemore is, like, a good person. I'm like, well,
yeah.
He's kind of annoying, honestly. Oops.
Anyway, Drake is, like, one of my favorite people ever. He's my real dad, and
okay.
I love him
okay.
so much.
Okay.
Drake is my father.
Now, let's talk about this. Lindsay Lohan is suing Rockstar Games, the creators of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, okay.
Because, got that out, I don't know. Anyways, she's suing Rockstar Games, who created Grand Theft Auto, because she says that the character Lacey Jones has her likeness, which I don't really think so, because, like, in my opinion, one, I feel like you're allowed to make a character who happens to, like, look like anything, and if they happen to look like somebody else, like, whatever. Because, I mean, like, if I drew a picture and it was just meant to be a person, but it happened to look like Drake, that'd be kind of weird. But it would, like, Drake couldn't sue me for that. But maybe I can understand, like, if he was making money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, I have the article right here. It says, sorry, I'm trying to find it. Loanne says, wait, I can't find it. The controversial actress filed a civil suit against Rockstar Games, claiming her likeness was used for a character in the video game without her permission. Alright, here's the lawsuit. It says, the portraits of the plaintiff incorporated her image, likeness, clothing, outfits, plaintiff's clothing line products, and sommel in the form of hats, hairstyles, sunglasses, jeans worn by the plaintiff that were for sale to the public at least 2 years. And isn't that kind of crazy to you, though?
Yeah, how much is she suing for?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Can I see the picture of him?
But here's the thing, like, people have said it looks more like Kate Upton.
It does.
But then Rockstar Games, they said that it's meant to be Shelby Wendler, who worked with Rockstar Games, who signed a release and said all that. So I don't really, I think Lohan is just stupid. Did you watch the
say you love Lohanthony?
Stop.
Neither of us like Lohanthony.
At all. Sorry. Lindsay, no, she had like a show, like a documentary television show, and like it was about like her move back to New York and like going back home. And it was just dramatic. And like she revealed that she had a miscarriage, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But like, that's no excuse for just, like, locking yourselves in trailers.
Yeah, that's,
and especially, like, she never stated that she had a medical problem, and that, like, I'm sure if she said that, people would have been like, oh, it's okay, Lindsay, you take your time, I understand, you know, you're going through something. But no, she just, like, did more drugs and locked herself in trailers.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the way to do something. But I don't know, I just thought that was stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's so unnecessary, because it's,
because she's, like, losing money now, because she's has nothing to make money from. So yeah. So she shouldn't try to get money, however.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very interested to, like, continue to see, like, as I grow up, what's going to happen to Lindsay Lohan, and, like,
I don't know. Other I love people. Her. I want her to make a comeback. I want her to do well.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to say it. I'm just,
okay. Is that weird?
Oh, another thing. Did anyone see Charlie Sheen the other week? He was at Taco Bell, and he, like, comes out of these people on drive thru, and he, like, sticks his head through, like, the people in the cars in the drive thru, and he's like, hi, I'm Charlie, and he's, like, talking to them, and the guy, they're like, what? And he's like, oh, what's your name? And she, like, this girl says her name, and he's like, oh, that's nice, and she, like, asked him about his tattoo, but it was so weird, because he was totally hammered. It was so weird. It's Charlie Sheen, like, why?
Charlie Sheen is...
Is Charlie Sheen Lindsay Lohan's dad?
I think they're related somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
Okay, so, here, this is interesting. So, South Carolina, the South Carolina River Dogs, who is, a minor league baseball team, like the Blue Claws, they're going to have a burning of all Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus merchandise and CDs.
From where? Why? What is this occasion?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but
they're literally just doing it because they hate these people.
That reminds me, like, in Arrested Development, there's this episode where there's this really Christian girl, and they, like, have this, like, bonfire, and, like, the dad of the kid that's dating her is like, oh, yeah, that sounds nice, and he's like, no, yeah, I need satanic music for me to burn. And so he's like, Simon and Garfunkel, that will do, and he, like, takes out the CD, and they, like, go to the bonfire, and I'm like, oh.
No, but I don't think the Charleston River Dogs really understand
yeah.
that to get all the CDs and merch, they have to be bought, which will support Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus. I mean, I guess you could say that, like, a few of the players might have a child or something that, like, has bangers on CD.
What if they get, like donations?
No, but they said, no, you get, like, a $1, like, ticket for everything of merch, for everything of, like, merch or CD that you bring to the burning. Like, they're literally going to burn it. I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, listen, I don't really like Miley Cyrus's or Justin Bieber's music, and I think, especially Justin Bieber is kind of annoying, but, like, I'm not just gonna go and burn their music because I can. Like, that's so unnecessary, and it's literally an act of hate.
Yeah.
Which is, it's gross, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're both gross from both sides, but why would you just, like, burn random...
Yeah, like, but... Why? It doesn't even matter, though, because they're literally supporting them by buying all the merch and the and
where
the
are they CDs. From again?
Charleston, South Carolina. Accurate. I mean, South Carolina's good. I go to Myrtle Beach all the time.
I'm not just like, I'm going down south, and I don't know.
Okay, you're about to offend anybody who lives in the south, so
anyone who listens to this podcast.
Because.
Besides, you know, like, us and my mom.
Okay. Did you have anything else to talk about?
I did. I think. Oh, yeah. So, 2.5 Men.
Oh, my, I heard about this.
Yeah. So, I've never seen 2.5 Men. And, but if I'm getting the characters right from when I'm, like, picking up, this is, like, so offensive. So, like, one of the characters, I guess Ashton Kutcher's one, he wants to adopt a kid. And he's a single, straight guy. And, like, he adopts a kid, and he finds out that it's really hard to, like, adopt one in the process. And, like, because he's single and straight. So, he plans to propose to another straight guy so they can adopt the child. So that's, like, completely... Oh my God, it's, like, not patronizing
it's
the gay community, but it almost is. It's just, like, so offensive and wrong in, like, all ways.
Like...
Oh, like, I'm offended already and it doesn't even come out. Or, like...
Because it's, like, treating the gay community like they're, like, a joke. That you can, like, use them to be the butt of a joke.
Yeah.
When, like, they're still, like, oppressed and stuff. And it's not... Yeah. And it's not cool. And, like, I'm sure, like... I'm sure gay people don't really mind if you make like a gay joke, but that everybody can laugh at. Like you're not like if I say like, oh, all gay people are stupid, and I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm just joking. Like that's not cool. But if I say something like, right, like if there's like a pride parade, I'm like, oh, look at all the gays are here. Like I'm sure everybody would like laugh or something. I don't know. It's not funny. But
I don't know. But I mean, like
it's. But it's not something that, like, gay people will find funny, because it's, like, there are several states where, I mean, most states, in, like, at least in the United States, more than half, gay people can't even get married. It's insane. And in so many places in the world, it's illegal to be gay, and it's a fine, and you go to jail for it. So it's, like, to use getting married as, like, a joke to adopt a child, I don't know, I feel like... If I was gay, that would make me really offended.
Yeah, it's making me offended. I'm
and
not
I
gay.
I don't like
so,
it.
So, I mean, like, and the person that wrote this show, I guess, or the CBS Entertainment chairman, Nina Tassler, she said she wasn't concerned about the LGBT community's reaction. She said that she thinks it's a very positive statement. And she said, you know what, I'm going to adopt a child as part of a gay couple, and the reality is he can do that. So, I mean, that's completely... That's totally offensive, because, I mean, it just, like, tries, it's like, oh my gosh, because it's not like they're super educated, I don't think,
it's cause
on, like, the background of how same-sex couples, like, adopt kids, because I'm pretty sure it's harder for them than for straight people, or straight couples.
But here's the thing, they could have literally done this same exact thing. They could have got a friend that's like a girl of Ashton Kutcher's got him to propose, they could have got the baby, and then they could have never got married. They could have just called off the proposal.
Yeah.
They could have just done all that. Like, it, there was no need for it to be, like, the gay part was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Which, I think if, like, the gay part is unnecessary and it's offensive, you shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
It's just because they're just trying to create drama for the show. Not even, like, drama, because it's a comedy, but I mean...
It's a dying sitcom. It's a 12th season. Yeah. Charlie Sheen is gone. The little kid is all grown up. Like it's losing viewers. It's not very good anymore. I mean, I've seen a few episodes from the earlier seasons, and it was alright. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of sitcoms, but...
No, they're just trying to completely, like...
They're just trying to go out with a joke.
Yeah. And then they're completely taking the gay community and like offending them and then pretending that it's like,
oh, it doesn't matter,
a joke, it's for comedy and they're two straight guys are gonna pretend to get married.
Yeah,
for a laugh. Like, I don't know, that's just,
yeah, it's very unnecessary, I think. And you know what? While we're on the subject of stuff that's, like, really offensive, I mean, we're just going to breeze over this because it's really sad. I mean, obviously, the Malaysia Airlines passenger set that was brought down, very, very sad, you know. We're not going to talk about, like, the politics of it all.
Yeah.
But I think just, we both know about this. We talked about it right before the podcast. But Jason Biggs, that's really, really rude. Yeah. He said, I don't really remember the tweet. I think it was, anybody want to buy my frequent flyer miles for the Malaysia Airlines? And it's like, what else did he say? He said something like,
he said, anyone want to buy my Malaysian Airlines frequent flyer miles? And, like, now he's trying to apologize for it. And that's, like, not funny at all.
And he originally, yelled at the back. He said, "Hey, all you too soon a-holes, it's an effing joke. You don't have to think it's funny or even be on my Twitter page at all." But, like, if you send something out to the public...
They're gonna see it.
They're allowed to respond to it. Like, I hate when people are like, "Oh, you don't even have to be on my page." But I'm like, but it's like, yeah, but you leave it out for me to see.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that just because you, like,
post just because that, I don't have to be there doesn't mean I'm not going to take offense to it or think it's rude.
There's always going to be consequences and, like, repercussions, and, like, he has to be, he's, like, not worried about
it. And it's not even like it was, like, 20 years later and people were, like, too soon, and he was,
it was the day of. Yeah.
That's, like, horrible. Like... Mm-hmm. People can make Titanic jokes now because no one cares.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody who survived the Titanic is now dead. I mean, they have family, but...
Not all of them.
Yes, every single person who survived the Titanic has died.
Oh, I read an article about that. Sorry.
They're all dead. I mean, they still have family, but it's fine now. Like, I can say, like, oh, it's sinking like the Titanic, but don't make jokes about things that just happened. Like, I believe over, like, 300 people died, and that's horrible.
Yeah.
And it's not something to make jokes about.
Mm-hmm. That was wrong. Oh, another thing. I saw this on Facebook. I don't know if it's, like, a real thing. I saw this, like, a few days ago. But, they might make, like, they're, like, they either have created a proposition or, like, are going to. But, or, like, it's just an idea. But, like, they're gonna try to split California into 6 states.
What?
Yeah, 6 different states.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, with all of their own governments and own people going into the Electoral College and, like, House of Representatives.
I think so.
Or are they just gonna take them separately and then take a representative and then put them to eat? That's weird.
Well, they're...
In November 2016, they're gonna vote on it?
I think so.
No, I don't want that.
I don't know. I'm not really a fan of that. I like our even number 50 state kind of thing. I think it just make things a lot harder and
that's
probably
gonna make
cost
55.
A lot more money. What?
So that's going to make 55 states.
50 states.
Yeah, it's going to make 55. No, it won't.
Six of it.
6 different, but one of them will already be there.
Oh, shit, you're right. That's like, what the hell?
They could, but honestly, they should add Puerto Rico as a state, in my
opinion.
Yeah,
I think they're doing that.
Like Puerto Rico is, I think, is more populated than 21 other states, and it's not a state.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That's very unnecessary. I mean, Puerto Rico should be a state. Not talking about politics, but I think that's weird that they're adding.
Yeah, I just
California
saw that. I thought that was weird. I think that should be.
I don't, you know what? I don't think if they're gonna have people vote on it, I don't know how many people will say yes to it.
Yeah, honestly, I don't understand.
But maybe it's better for the economy. Maybe
I know,
it's
I'm not really
better.
Sure on like the.
But all I know is like that. Like I feel like that will change things in the states, and it's gonna be weird.
Definitely. Oh, I still think like, I think there's definitely different kind of rifts between like the U.S. and it like. You can, like, I think you can really easily, like, split it into, like, four, like, three or four different, like, kind of categories. Like, you have, like, us, like, the northeastern states, and then, like, you have,
the,
like, the south.
And then the northwest.
Yeah.
No, that's actually
no,
four.
And then you have,
Midwest,
like,
south.
Well, and I think you can group, like, Hawaii, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and California together. And then I think you have, like, the kind of west, and you have, like, the south, like, mm-hmm. more by, like, Georgia and stuff, and then you have us, I think.
The southwest, like, with Arizona, Colorado.
I think, they're just, like,
just
west thing. I think that's, like, a different category, but I think, I still think, like, we, like, us, and even, like, us in New Jersey, and even, like, Maryland would be, like, in the northern
yeah, northeast
kind of thing. But I think, like, because there's, like, because when you look at, like, the different kind of people that live in these different areas.
It's very, very different.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way of living, because I traveled to California in 2008, the way of living is very, very different there.
Yeah. Because it's just a different climate and, like, different area and different
and
people.
And it's different people and...
different lifestyle. It's
yeah.
just weird. I don't know.
So, maybe over there, it seems very smart. But, like, if they decided to split, let's say, like, New Jersey into two different states, I feel like that would be weird.
Oh, yeah. Because we don't have that much room anyway. I mean, California's giant.
True.
And we're the most popular. All right,
I'll give it to you. Let's say, like, we give it to, like, we split New York. Like, New York City is going to be its own
state.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of New York isn't. Like, I feel like that would be weird.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, that's just confusing. I don't know what it has, like, on the economy.
Yeah,
I don't know
what it's going to do. But, I don't know, it just seems weird. But I think if it's better for the economy, then I just go ahead.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not like I live in California.
No.
Man.
All right, so, I talked about, Justin before.
Mm.
I'm gonna make something else up about her. Him.
Oh, it's about his new girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
So, on March 6th, of 2014, this year, he sat down for a deposition, which is kind of like an interrogation or whatever.
Yeah.
About his assault charges in last year from June 2013 on paparazzi,
mm-hmm.
and... he was very, very rude and cocky the whole time. And I don't know, I think TMZ just, maybe TMZ didn't just release it, but he was like, but Bieber, he said to the photographer's lawyer, who was attacked by Bieber allegedly,
mm-hmm.
he said, "I don't have to listen to anything you say." He pretended to be asleep at one of the questions.
Oh my God.
He's
so unreal.
I can't stand him. And at one point, he mixed up the words detrimental and instrumental into a way that was kind of, like, accurate. He said, "I was found on YouTube. I think that was detrimental to my own career." I think he was detrimental to his own career.
He was. What's going on there? Like, what? I don't know. I've never liked him. I don't like when people defend him, and I don't know. I just don't like him at all. Mm. Also, I think he should be deported. I really do. Like, he's not helping us. He's just creating more. He, like, creates economy or whatever, but it's so...
Jeez. I mean, of all celebrities, like, I dislike him the most.
Yeah.
Well, not the most, I guess. Like, there are worse people. But, like, the young people who everybody hates, like, Miley Cyrus and, like, Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, like, I dislike Justin Bieber the most. I mean, Miley Cyrus is whatever. I don't know.
I don't like Miley Cyrus.
But, like, she hasn't done anything as bad as Justin, in my opinion. What happened to Justin is he's doing
Justin's just really, really bad. Like, Miley Cyrus is bad, but Justin's really, really
he's
bad.
He's doing too many drugs. He grew up too fast, under the limelight his whole life. He's surrounding himself with the wrong people.
Mm.
And he is just drinking and partying, and it's really causing a problem with him. And then he's hanging out with his father, who's, like, enabling him to do all these things.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, insane. And I just don't know, like, he's gonna, like, crack eventually. I mean, people would argue that he already has, but he is gonna, like, crack, and he's gonna really lose it.
Yeah.
And, like, and then here's the thing, all the believers are still gonna support him.
Yeah,
in
that's
everything
scary.
He does.
I think it's really scary.
And it's like, can you not see all the things he's doing and done? I mean, yes, granted, like, he did the thing, I forget what country it was. Somewhere in South Africa.
Ghana? Was it Ghana?
I thought it was Guatemala. It was something with a G. I'm
sorry. Oh, wait, in South America or Africa?
I don't know.
He did different stuff.
But he
everywhere.
Did build a school in, I forget the country, and I think it started with a G.
Yeah.
But, like, this doesn't excuse anything. I mean, it's great that you did that, but that doesn't change the fact that you are a bad person, that, you know. And I hate that because they're a celebrity, he's excused.
Yeah.
Like, he got charges for DUI, and he...
Totally got off easy. Because that's, like, the problem with it, though. He got off on, like, bail or whatever, because he's rich and he can obviously do that, which means, like,
and,
I don't know.
But the court case is still being delayed.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the news that the court case was delayed again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so he's just doing whatever he wants, you know, being wherever he wants to be.
I just think that part of government's messed up, and how, like, the rich and...
Yeah.
Famous people get off easy. Because, like, when everyone was, like, every man for himself and all, like, fought for land, like, the strongest and the meanest kind of people overcame everyone else. And they got all the nice stuff and we got all the other stuff. And then they're the ones who, like, created the whole, like, law enforcement. And we're gonna, like, the police. Not the police, but, like, law enforcement and the government. And I think it's still kind of that way.
Alright, but let me finish.
Yes.
So, in the deposition, like I said, he's being very cocky, rude. But he lost his cool when he was like, when they asked something about, like, Selena Gomez, and he says, and he repeated himself, like, maybe 15 times, said, "Do not ask me about her again. Don't ask me about her."
Gosh.
He was done. Like, he was so angry. And then the video, like,
they probably
changed.
Have to, though.
The video changed, and it was, 8 minutes later, and he was continuing, but here's what they're doing. So, a judge reviewed the deposition video,
mm-hmm.
and the court said that Justin Bieber will be interrogated by the same lawyer, and he will be asked the same questions, but he will be forced to answer.
Oh my God.
Because if he had answered enough questions, I believe that answered enough questions and perhaps didn't act so rude,
mm-hmm.
and, like, such a bad person, he probably would have got off and he would have been, like, fine or whatever.
Yeah.
But because he like answered, like, I don't think any questions, like, the lawyer's like, "You're asking all the same questions." I mean, the judge said, "You're asking all the same questions and you're gonna have to answer or there's gonna be consequences." And, you know what, I'm glad, because...
Yeah. You shouldn't be let off easy.
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
yeah. I just don't understand how people can still support him. I mean, this subject has been beat to death, and I understand that.
And I mean, like, Justin Bieber saved me in my kind of, that, like, my bad times and that kind of thing, and he helped me through things, and not me.
No, yeah,
not
she's
me.
Just repeating what
people
say. Yeah,
but, I mean, like, people say it like that, and I understand that, but he's still... But he still does really bad things.
Like, let's say you had a boyfriend and he saved you from killing yourself. That's great. But then he murdered somebody else. Like, great, he saved you from you committing suicide, and that's awesome. I'm so happy that he did that and then he was there to do that. But he should still have consequences for murdering someone. Like,
yeah,
he can't be, like, excused from that. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm honestly, he just needs to, like, if he was smart, he would take all his money and then go. I mean, that's my goal. I just want to make a lot of money and leave.
Oh, man.
Because.
I'm going to retire at the ripe age of 28. And I'm never going to reach 30. I'm just going to, like.
You're never going to reach 30.
No, I'm going to take my billions of dollars and, like, freeze myself, and then I'm gonna come back in the year 3012, like in Justin Bieber's song. and then I'm going to unfreeze myself, be unfrozen.
Like okay, but then America. You'll still grow old then. But,
no, I won't, because we'll have technology by then. We don't have any now.
But, yeah, I'm just so sick of Justin Bieber, and I don't even, why am I even, like, talking about him now?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Justin Bieber anymore. He's just, like, gross.
Also,
why is Dwayne The Rock Johnson Hercules? I never found him attractive. Oh my god, he's wait, so old. Why is he Hercules? It's so I don't scary. Understand. So scary. Why can't he be, like, someone it. Younger? Oh I don't my. Like The Rock. I think he's scary looking. I think he's, like, old and scary looking. And I just... It's like, why?
Why would never, he hurt you?
I don't understand how people find him, like, attractive. He's so scary looking. Not, like, scary, it's but just, like,
he has, like, abs.
Weird. Like, I know. I don't find that attractive. Is that just me? Probably.
I don't know, maybe.
Probably.
I don't know, Whitney. Why don't you ask me?
Which actor has the, cute son? Is that Tom Hanks?
No. Are you talking about, like, David Beckham?
No, David Beckham's kids aren't even that... And David Beckham isn't even that good looking.
Here, well, why don't we end on a light note?
I heard that.
Something good. Obviously, people of color aren't often represented in movies and stuff, but.
Her.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Sorry, word.
Anyway, but, they're not.
We have so many technical difficulties.
Yeah, this is our first one. Be gentle with us.
Okay, but, Captain America is going to be, African-American.
Yeah.
Which is great. And also, Thor is going to be a woman. But I think that's only in the comic books.
Yeah.
But I think in the movie, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, but Captain America is going to be African American, which I think is great because it really doesn't matter. Like, I mean, here's the thing. I'm just scared that it's going to turn into pandering.
What do you mean?
Like, pandering to the African American audience or people, like, you know? Because, like, that can happen.
No, I don't think they would do that because they're a smart company.
But, like, I think it doesn't matter. Like, I just. Because if you remember the. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a commercial, I think it was for, like, it was, like, the Kindle or the Nook, and it was, a man and a woman lounging, and, like, they were talking about the Kindle, and then the woman said, oh, my husband is over there getting a drink, and then the guy said, oh, mine is too. Just saying he's gay, and it didn't make a difference. But if it turns into a thing where every company is just making a commercial with a gay person in it just to pander to the gay audience, like, that...
No, I don't think they'll
that
do that.
Bad. But I don't think if Marvel decided to make every single character like
they're not
a person of color, they wouldn't, obviously. I'm saying,
like
if they
Marvel.
Decided to do that.
They better not.
Like it would kind of be like to a point where
no.
You know. But
I think
really,
it's really cool that
but
that.
I think that's really good. And I think it's really cool. And you know, who cares? It doesn't really make a difference at all. As long as the character is the same and the movie is still good and the character is still good and the actor is still good, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah.
Like, I could care less about the skin color as long as, or about the gender, or whatever, or not gender, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But to me, it just doesn't really matter.
Yeah, no.
As long as I still enjoy it, and I get enjoyment out of it, it doesn't really matter to me.
It matters, it doesn't matter to me, but it matters that it's, like, a person of color, because that's really, like, it's a really cool thing.
Right, I mean,
yeah,
I'm
it's a really, I know, I'm just gonna say, so it's a really cool thing to do, and I think that's really cool that they're doing that, and I'm excited to see the movie, and it'll be really cool.
When I said I don't care,
yeah.
I mean, I care in a good way, like, I'm glad, I care, but I don't care,
yeah, you don't care.
I don't care that it is. I mean, I'm not trying to say. Wait, this sounds bad. I'm glad it is, and I care about it because that's really good because people of color need to be represented more. I mean, there was the whole thing about Frozen being whitewashed, and
yeah.
I mean, obviously that's
those
not
things are whitewashed, but I mean,
that's it's obviously really not on cool. purpose, but like it still happens.
Yeah, it still happens a lot.
So and it's just really just cool that they're
recognizing people of color.
But what I meant to say is, like, people will complain about it, and I'm gonna say, and I just think, but like, my response to that is, it shouldn't matter, and you shouldn't care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You should care that it's a person of color, but you shouldn't care that the character is African American. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I probably make absolutely no sense, but I hope you understand what I mean.
We all mean this in a good way. We're not.
Yeah,
racist.
We're not at all.
So, yes.
Okay. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Not bad. Me too.
And I hope you enjoyed it. This passive aggressive podcast. I'm James.
I'm Whitney.
And we'll see you again in 2 weeks. I think that's gonna be our thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know how you sound.